Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Sean Boyd, agricultural economist for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Harvested area was estimated at 10.44 million acres, implying a non-harvested area of 1.92 million acres based on planted acreage revised from USDA's June acreage report. The resulting abandonment rate is roughly 15.51%. The national average yield per harvested acre was estimated to be about 802 pounds, 15 pounds less than the five-year average.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
On a regional basis, the southeast crop is estimated at 5.39 million bales based on a harvested acres of 2.73 million and a regional average yield of 948 pounds. In the mid-south, expected production is 4.07 million bales and a harvested area 1.97 million acres with expected yield of 994 pounds per harvested acre. The southwest upland crop is estimated at 6.10 million bales. Expected harvested area is 5.13 million acres and the regional average yield is 571 pounds. Upland production in the west is projected to be 1.24 million bales with an estimated harvested area of 386,000 acres and a regional average yield of 1,542 pounds. Also, the extra long staple crop is an estimated 657,000 bales. Harvested area is pegged at 237,000 acres with an average yield of 1,328 pounds per harvested acre.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA sees U.S. mill use and exports unchanged from the previous month at 3.4 million bales and 11.6 million bales respectively. This generates a total 2012-2013 offtake of 15 million bales. Ending stocks for 2012-2013 are projected at 5.8 million bales for an ending stocks-to-use ratio of 38.7%. For the 2011-2012 crop year, the USDA has U.S. cotton production at 15.57 million bales. Mill use and exports were unchanged from the October report at 3.3 million bales and 11.71 million bales respectively. Total offtake for the 11-12 crop year is 15.01 million bales. Ending stocks were 3.35 million bales, giving a stocks-to-use ratio of 22.3% for the 11-12 marketing year.